So, to give you an idea of what it would be like to be on the Tony Fallon Show, I'm going to introduce none other than the renowned Carroll Hardware owner operator, Mr. Tony Fallon.
Thank you. Well, we're here today for radio station WGXC, which will be celebrating its second anniversary in February. Unfortunately, there's some people who still don't know we're on the air. And so that's why we're here today, to try and make Greene County aware of the fact that the station is on the air. Now, there's very few people from Greene County on the station other than myself, and we'd like to have more people on it. So we're giving somebody an opportunity to come on my show some night, and they will program all the music for an hour. Only an hour. We won't let them get away with the 2 hours. But it will have to be Irish music, so you have to hone up on what we're going to do. Deborah, when she's mentioning that I show up for these things at WGXC, says that I'm a comedian. So I guess I have to tell some jokes then, since she said I'm a comedian. So I'll start off with one which is kind of appropriate for today. I was in a barber shop in Ireland one time, and the barber said to me, "Do you want to see the stupidest kid in the world?" Meanwhile, there's a kid outside with a soccer ball banging up against the wall. So he said, "Johnny, come in here, I want it for a minute." So Johnny came in, and he put a pound and a 25 cent piece, we'll say, for, because everybody doesn't know what a half crown is. It was 1/8 of a pound. So he put the pound and the half crown on the table, and he said, "Johnny, you can take either one of them that you want." So Johnny took the half crown. Now that was only 1/8 the value of the pound, and then he ran out very happy. And the barber said to me, "See, I told you he was the stupidest kid in the world." So a little while later, when my haircut was finished, I went outside and I saw the kid and I said, "Can you tell me why you took the half crown instead of the pound?" And he says, "It's a game." He said, "As soon as I take the pound, the game is over." So he said, "I get half crown 10, 12 times a day because he shows how stupid I am. But if I take the pound, it's over." So listen, we need half crowns here today, but we'll take pounds too. Okay. Now, I've been in this business for a long, long time. I've been writing for over 50 years. Now, any of you who are good at guessing ages are probably saying, "My God, he was writing when he was 3 years old, since he's now over 50 years. Good at guessing." Okay, enough of the jokes. Now, as I said, I've been at this for a long, long time. So I can play anything you want. I have CDs here covering everything from rock to reggae to rap. You name it, I got it. So if you have requests, come up and give them to me. We'll start you off, I think, with some little bit of rock and roll, maybe. And if you feel like dancing, you can. We'd like you to get out and dance to this if you want to. I'll actually tell you how it's done. We need a minimum of 8 people on the floor. More to be better. Were you ever in an Irish party and the Irish people get up and do this dance and you sit there looking at what's going on? So if we get 8 people, I'll show you how it's done. Eight people? Okay, we got 2 people who want to learn how to do it.
Yeah. Come on, I want to learn how to do this. I've never done it before.
Okay.
Come on, tell me.
We need a minimum of 8 people. If it's 12, it's better. If it's 16, it's better. If it's 20, it's better. I'll do something with this round again. Come on. Come on, the city wants to learn how to do it, and we can't do it without the 8 people on the floor. Ah, come on. 5 more people? Maybe it's too early. We're probably having some Irish people here. You know, I was in Bayside one night doing an Irish party. No, sorry, it was a Jewish party in an Irish pub.
Girl, we got 4.
We couldn't get people to do it, so we went down and got people on the car. Surely there's a few people out of the car who know what to do.
All right, come on,
we need 4 more. Preferably, equal men and women. Because in part of the dance, the couples have to dance with each other. And if you got too many men on the floor, they will have to dance with each other. And if the strong guy is dancing in a shamrock, everybody will be talking about them next week, right? Come on, we need men and women. How many of you got that?
Come on, come on
over there. I thought we were having a party. Come on, let people learn how to do it. You can be teaching people how to do an Irish dance when you're famous. Oh, are you already famous? Oh, come on, I thought we were going to have a party here. I thought we were going to have a party. We got six. Well, no, you may have 7. Okay, we'll just try later. How about if you can clap along at least? Wow, look at this. You should be ashamed of yourselves. We can't get somebody who can't get a kid like this again. If we can get 12, we'll be better. No. Hey, maybe she can bring in 4 people from the bar.
Let's start with 8.
Have we got 8?
Yeah, 8.
Oh, it's too late. Okay, you have to line up four in a line, preferably two men and two women. Four in a line. Four, you'll be facing the bandstand or facing the back door, one or the other. No. The people here go that way. Now, hey, you know how to do it, right? Any of you know how to do it? Okay, so we won't be expecting any fancy steps then, just dancing. So now, here's what we do. When I tell you to move forward, oh, that's all you hear me say, forward, back, left to right, come back, and swing. That's the things I can tell you. So now we're going to go through that without music. I would say forward. Everybody hold hands. Hold hands. On the line. Come back. Okay. Dance forward. Dance back. Dance forward. Dance back. Now, the couple, don't do anything until I tell you. The couple who are on the right, dance to the left. The couple who are, let your hands go in the middle. Now the couple who are on the right, dance to the left. The couple who are on the left, dance to the right. Can we do that? Go ahead. The couple who are on the right, move over to the left. Come on, come over this way, come on. No, the two of you, come on, as you were, come on. What? Deborah, did you lose your partner? You have to hold his hand and take him with you. That's your partner with the blue shirt. No. No, well then, we have to have the blue.
Okay.
Where did he
come
from? The two who are there move over there. The two who are there move back here.
On the same side. On the
street, do the same thing here.
So,
hold on to him. Hold on.
He's my partner.
You have to hold on to him. Don't let him get away.
Okay, see, you were right.
Okay, can we try that again? The couple who are on the left, come over to the right. Come on, do it. Go ahead. Come on. Now, you go back again to where you were. Come on. No, you don't swap with your partner. The couple. You're a couple. No, don't do anything until I tell you. Hold on to your couple. Couples hold on to each other. Now, dance to the other side. Go ahead. No.
You guys go that way.
See, if you're on the left, you wind up on the right. If you're on the right, you wind up on the left. Now, I will now say swing. The person who is directly opposite you, you swing with them. Directly opposite you. Now, when I tell you to stop, I say come back to your position. You should now be in the position you were in before. It doesn't matter if you've swapped with each other. It doesn't matter if you swapped with each other. As long as the couple who are here, stay here. We'll try it one time.
Now, let's do one more right
chain. Okay. Oh, look at this. Come on. We need one more person. Come on, the three of you. Don't go away. Oh my God, she left. Don't go away. We're doing the Sage of Venice, but we need 12, for God's sake. Come on, get out. Come on.
You need four more people.
No, I need you two and two more.
He won't do it.
He won't do it? Oh, no. See, two Irish people show up and they won't dance.
Well, let's try it again.
Okay. Move forward.
Okay, hold hands.
Don't touch, you can touch them, but don't hold the person opposite you. Go, move forward. Move back. Move forward. Move back. Now left to right, right to left. I'm talking about couples. Now come back. Right? Now you swing with the person opposite you. And that, no, you keep going and I tell you. It might be 4 hours before I say stop. Now I would say, come back to your position. That means you should be back where you started from originally. Am I doing this right, Mrs. Fallon? And Mr. Fallon? They're no relations, but they have the same name. And we come from the same county, so we can kid each other. Okay, now, Nissi, if we had four more people, what would happen now is this four people would continue on, you would come this way, and you would start dancing with the people who are opposite you. But we'll just keep it to this. We'll just keep it to this. Now don't do anything until I tell you. No. Hold hands. All four of you hold hands. All four of you. Dance forward. And back. Forward. And back. Left to right. Right to left. Now come back. Now swing with the person opposite you. Back to your positions. Dance forward. Again, forward again. And back. Forward and back. Left to right, right to left. Now come back and swing with the person opposite you. Back to your line. Okay, you've basically got the steps of the Cedar Village. It takes people a year to learn it when they're young, and they pay a lot of money. So, the money you didn't pay me contributed it to WGFC. Now, do you feel like doing it again?
Yeah.
You know, usually this dance lasts approximately 6 minutes. And normally at an Irish party, you have 50, 60, 100 people involved in it. You start out dancing here, and you wind up at the back door down there because you keep going through and through and through. Meanwhile, the people who serve in the back door keep coming through, up, up. Each time you finish the swinging, you would go through to the next line. Deborah, are you finished? Come on, jump in Deborah's face. Come on. Anna, come on. This is fun for you. Wait to see where she can. Are you okay, Deborah? Okay, we'll try. Here we go. So now the next time you're at an Irish party, you'll know how to do this.
I want
to watch it. Ready. Dance forward. And back. Forward. And back. Left to right, right to left. Now go back. Now swing with the person directly opposite you. Now come back to where you were. Dance forward. And back. Forward. And back. Left to right. Right to left. Now come back. And swing with the person opposite you. We're going to do it one more time and then give you a deserved rest. Back to your line. Now you're supposed to be doing some fancy footwork now, but you don't have to. Dance forward. And back. Forward. And back. Left to right. Right to left. Now come back. And swing with the person opposite you. Bill, how come you're not up here doing this? Bill? Next set, in about an hour, you've got to be up here. Now Okay, how about a big hand for them? Come on. The next time you're at an Irish party and people get up dancing to sing the villas, at least you know how to do a little of it. Well, hi, Anna. Not bad, right?
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I think it's got to be rock and roll music after that. Thank you. Okay, we have another group coming on.